Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you have been missing a very emotional scene here during the break. As we said with the governor, one of the bills hanging in the balance in the Albany Senate showdown is the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights. This would be for hundreds of thousands of housekeepers and nannies and other caregivers in New York, people at the bottom of the economic ladder by and large, who do some of the most intimate work in their employers' lives. Why such personal and crucial work is so devalued by our society is a big mystery and a big underlying question, although Governor Patterson just gave us some of the outrageous history. But the bill now in Albany would at least offer domestic workers some of the same basic protections that many other workers get: overtime pay, sick days, severance pay, and more. And apparently we just heard Governor Patterson's first public endorsement of the bill. And with us now are Assemblyman Keith Wright of Manhattan, sponsor of the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights, Donna Schneiderman, who employs domestic help in her home and is also co-chair of the Jews for Racial and Economic Justice Shalom Bayit, that's Peace in Our Homes campaign for domestic workers' rights, and Barbara Young, a domestic worker here in the city, a nanny for 16 years, past seven with the same family, and a member of the Domestic Workers United Steering Committee, and Ai-Jen Poo, a lead organizer with the group Domestic Workers United. Welcome to all of you. And Ai-Jen, you were crying.
I was.
Because?
Because it's incredibly exciting that after over 70 years of exclusion from labor laws and 5 years of a campaign in Albany, that we've got the support of the governor, we've got a lot of momentum in the legislature, and it looks like we're going to make history.
This seems like it would be a David Patterson sort of bill. Had he not come out publicly for this previously?
You know, we had been so focused on building support within the legislature to get it through those hoops that we hadn't actually been able to focus on the governor and to really engage and see where he stood on the bill. So we hadn't heard officially whether or not he would support it. So we're just incredibly excited.
Assemblyman Keith Wright, did you hear the governor at the end of that interview? And was that a first, as far as you know?
I did hear the governor, and I was so very pleased to hear that ringing endorsement. And for him to say that as soon as the bill gets to his desk that he will sign it, because I think the governor understands what we in the legislature understand, and certainly what Ai-Jen Poo understands, is that, as you said earlier, this is about some people that do the most intimate work, and they make households go, and they keep the economy going. And for him to state emphatically that he would sign the bill is a ringing endorsement of support, and I was very pleased to hear that.
Assemblyman, tell our listeners more specifically what's in this bill.
What's in the bill, and the bill is basically about parity, it's about justice, and it's about equity. What it calls for is a day of rest every 7 days, about nine paid holidays, severance, 1 week per year of employment, 2 weeks unpaid vacation, if you will, a living wage, health benefits. It's just talking about basic dignity and basic rights that every other worker has. You know, if it weren't for domestic workers, those folks that live pretty well would not be able to live on the upper echelons of society. You know, I'm reminded of a play that was written by a guy by the name of Douglas Turner Ward called A Day of Absence. And in A Day of Absence, all black folks did not come to work or did not do any of their jobs. And the town just did not know what to do. Just did not know what to do. If we had a day of absence with all the domestic workers, I guarantee you the economy would shut down.
Barbara Young, how'd you get into domestic work? How'd you become a nanny?
In coming to this country.
From
Barbados. I'm originally from the Caribbean. And it was, let's say, more or less the easiest work to get into. here in New York, and then later I found out it was one of the toughest jobs that I ever had to do.
You've been with the same family for 7 years. You must like that family.
I really do. I really do. I started with the little girl when she was 6 months old, and this was the first child for this family, and they didn't know what to do. And she said to me a few weeks ago, she said, when my mommy and my daddy had me as a baby, my nana was helping them. And then you came and you took care of me and you showed my parents how to take care of me.
Nanny and tutor.
And I love you.
Jen, you had a reaction when I asked that question. Should I not assume that somebody who stays with a family in New York for 7 years as a nanny likes that family?
No, absolutely. I think that domestic workers fundamentally love the work that they do. And if you stay in a job, it's because that you're committed to supporting that family and helping that family to do what needs to be done.
Barbara, do you get overtime pay?
Yes, I do.
Do you get sick days?
Yes, I do.
Do you get health benefits?
No. But then there are so many other nannies out there that don't get overtime, don't get sick pay. You know, there's so many nannies that are struggling at this time, especially with the downturn in the economy. And we hear the stories every day of people being laid off, and then there's no safety net.
So severance pay is another thing that's in this bill. If you were to get laid off, you would think you should be entitled to severance pay after 7 years.
Yes, I do. And I think that the bill makes provision for people. I can tell you a story of a nanny who was with a family for 22 years. And after the kids went off to college, and the family said to her, well, we don't need you full time, so we're going to take you off the books. And she was now in her early 60s and being taken off the books and no severance, no nothing, but they would take her off the books and give her 3 hours a day part-time.
One could say she must have been able to anticipate that. You know, when you're a nanny that the kids are growing up, you can see the calendar on the wall. So you know that job is going to end.
Yes, for many it do end, and for many it doesn't end the way you would think after so much years of dedication with a family.
Listeners, we have a few minutes, and only a few, for calls or posts to our website. Some people have already been posting. We asked for it earlier. But if you are a domestic worker, or if you have ever been one, what were the work rules for you and your employer? Did you get days off, sick time, overtime pay, severance when you left, anything like that? Were you able to negotiate with the family that employed you? Or if you are or were an employer of domestic workers, do you offer these things? And would you object to the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights, now before the New York State Legislature, to mandate them? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Donna Schneiderman, an employer of a nanny for over 10 years and co-chair of the Jews for Racial and Economic Justice Shalom Bayit campaign. Shalom Bayit is peace in our homes, campaign for domestic workers' rights. Why are you involved in this? One could argue that technically it's against your interest.
Well, I would disagree, Brian. I got involved with this campaign about 6 months ago or so. I've been, as you mentioned, an employer of a wonderful, loving nanny for over 10 years now. She also joined our came to work with our family when our eldest daughter was 6 months old. And most recently, she's been working part-time since my children are older, school-aged children. And it's a tribute to her and a way of saying thanks to all that she's contributed to our family that I got involved with the campaign for domestic workers' rights.
And how much of this can you offer her? Because a lot of families will listen to this and say, well, yeah, we have enough money to hire a nanny or a housekeeper or whatever, full-time or part-time, but can I really afford to keep doing that if I have to pay, vacation leave and sick time and severance if we end the relationship and things like that.
I understand. And as I've spoken to fellow employers, I hear that a lot from people. What we're asking is we're framing this discussion as a question of fairness and what makes sense as far as building respect for the person caring for your children in your home, and also to raise the professionalism, if you will, of the job, of the position. But it's a valid point. We believe it's going to require people to take a closer look at when they plan to hire a domestic worker. It's another factor to take into consideration. We do realize that it'll be a transition period, but we think that in the name of fairness, it makes sense. I also just want to point out, Brian, that when I was a new mom, we turned to the park bench chatter. We turned to internet websites. They're all over the place on the web. And I think that demonstrates how employers are looking for standards. And that's what this is really about standards and guidelines.
As we talk about the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights, now before the New York State Legislature, Assemblyman Keith Wright, would this bill give more protections to domestic workers than other kinds of employees have? Not everyone gets paid sick time in their small businesses. Not everyone gets paid vacations or health benefits or severance when they work for a small business in the workplace.
And that is true, and that's one of the counter arguments that we have been hearing. However, one would argue that, as you stated earlier, that this is a very intimate kind of employment, and they've never had protections at all over the years, and certainly they need protections than a lot of other folks. Because without domestic workers, arguably, families couldn't run, people couldn't get to school, people couldn't get to work, and as a matter of fact, my grandmother was a domestic worker, and I remember all the trials and tribulations she used to go through just trying to take care of her family as well as the other families that she worked for.
Well, Ajahn Poo from Domestic Workers United, is this even enforceable? So many domestic workers are illegal immigrants who would prefer to be paid off the books, or other people who would prefer to be paid off the books because they get to keep the cash.
This bill would be enforced the way other labor laws are enforced. It's essentially you're looking at a workforce where it's really wired for abuse and exploitation, because you've got 200,000 workplaces. They're all scattered. No one knows where they are, who they are. And so you've got a situation where a worker is trying to negotiate on her own for basic things like sick days or vacation with no leverage, no power. It's sort of wired for abuse and exploitation, and we've heard some really shocking stories of abuse. If you think about what it took for the women's movement to raise the issue of domestic violence to a point where we would accept it publicly and say, actually, this is a real systemic problem, then you have some sense of what's possible behind closed doors and what's possible to happen to domestic workers. And so it's a pretty special situation here, working in the private home on your own. And that's what this bill is trying to address, is the nature of the workforce.
Rebecca in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rebecca. Rebecca, you there?
To observe, first of all, I am an employer of a nanny. I've had the same wonderful person living in my home and caring for my children for 8 years. But I think that, we have it on our own been providing most of these types of benefits to her because we're so grateful to just have her there. But it just seems pretty clear to me that when legislation like this comes into play, people will just leave their they will push farther into the illegal immigrant population for these people, and they therefore won't have to subscribe to the regulations. I mean, obviously, many of these people already are illegal immigrants.
Donna Schneiderman, as a fellow mom, why wouldn't that happen?
I think there's going to be an education component there. I think you have the whole spectrum of people who intend to do the right thing, who get the information, who will welcome the standards and the guidelines. And I think there's those who will just look to continue to take advantage of. And there's that whole spectrum, and it's about getting the people who intend to do the right thing to be motivated to do that.
Allison in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Allison.
Hi, great segue, really. So I did employ, off the books for a while. My kids are a little older now. And it was always difficult because I think I am a good person, and I really loved the person that I had hired as a caregiver for my kids. But I was only employed myself by a small company, didn't get vacation, didn't get, sick days, certainly no severance pay if I had stayed longer. Mm-hmm. So it was very difficult. I mean, I just tried to justify it by saying I treated, them with respect and, kind of was very upfront with it, when I hired the person.
So hearing this today, do you think this law should be passed and take effect?
Well, and I have to say I didn't hear the whole law, again, difficult for, the regular schmo, which I call myself, a very middle class, lower middle class, when you don't get them yourself. Yeah. It's conflict for me. I don't know.
Right.
I mean,
Allison, thank you very much. And we're running out of time, but Assemblyman Wright, I guess the part that would just bring domestic workers into the mainstream economy and give them the same protections, because a lot of people are calling up to reinforce what I asked you about before, which is that these are protections that not all workers get. I guess the things that all workers get are at least the wage and hour laws. So if they're working over 40 hours a week, meaning in this case, if there's a live-in arrangement or something like that, that they get some kind of overtime pay.
Well, I introduced this bill 5 years ago, and this has been an absolute crusade by some very heroic people, IGEN and the Domestic Workers United. And this bill is about dignity, and it's about respect for people that do the work that no one else will do, that no one else arguably can do. And if they get some protections that some other folks don't get, well, maybe they should get some different legislators.
So just very, very quickly, on the politics of the moment,
yes.
I know you have some co-sponsors in the Senate. You have Republican Senator Padovan from Queens, for example.
That's right.
Is this going to pass the Senate, or does the coup put it in more danger than it might have been?
Well, considering the times that we're living in right now with the upheaval and the disarray that the Senate is in right now, I don't know what's going to happen. As a matter of fact, I'm acting as the speaker today in the New York State Legislature, and I'm trying to make sure that it gets through the Codes Committee in the legislature.
Was it headed for passage in the Senate?
I do believe it was wired for sound. It was wired to go. And we were very, very hopeful. As a matter of fact, just last week I made a speech in front of a group of domestic workers at St. Philip's Episcopal Church that saying that we were on the 1-yard line ready to hand the ball off to IGEN so she could take it over the goal line.
All right. Well, another piece of legislation that you probably heard little about, folks, hanging in the balance with this coup in Albany. And we have heard it here from IGEN Poo, from Domestic Workers United, Barbara Young, from Domestic Workers United and a worker herself, Assemblyman Keith Wright and Donna Schneiderman from Jews for Racial and Economic Justice. And as we heard earlier, the first time spoken publicly was on this program. Governor Patterson will sign this bill if it does make it through the New York State Senate. Thank you all very much for joining us.
Thank you. And we also just wanted to announce that on tomorrow there's going to be a vigil at City Hall for 24 hours right across from 250 Broadway. And on Sunday we'll be marching from City Hall at 1 p.m. all through to Lower Manhattan, to the Lower East Side.
In support of this legislation?
In support of this legislation, children, families, the families we work with, and the families of domestic workers.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.